Your Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
For three decades, our next guest has been treating addiction and addiction-related conditions. He's the Vice President of Medical Affairs and the Medical Director at Las Vegas Recovery Center and creator of their Chronic Pain Recovery Program. He's the co-author of numerous books and the author of A Day Without Pain, which won a silver medal from Independent Publisher Book Awards. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mel Paul. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Paul.
Good morning, hey, Dr. Friedman. How are
great
you?
Great to have you on the show. Now, you know, being a medical doctor trained to treat people using medications, it's always interesting, you know, what motivated this holistic approach from away from the traditional drug therapy. What was your aha moment?
My aha moment, I've worked in addiction treatment for many years, and the opioid epidemic, as you're probably aware, has just sort of gotten out of control. Narcotic painkillers are the number one cause of overdose deaths,
right,
and overdose deaths have exceeded motor vehicle accidents. In the course of detoxing people, taking them off their drugs, which I've done for my entire medical career, I realized that a bunch of people who have legitimate pain conditions are on high-dose medication, and they're not getting better, they're getting worse. And that was the time I decided we have to do something other than simply try and medicate away these symptoms.
Right. Isn't covering up chronic pain with medication kind of like covering up cavity pain with a Novocaine shot, just treating the symptoms and not the cause?
You know, it's a little bit different because a cavity is more of an acute pain condition.
Right.
The physiology of that process is different. Chronic pain, what ends up happening with chronic pain is because of the recurrent signal, whether it's from a disc in the back or a missing limb or diabetic damage to the nerves called neuropathy, we end up with brain changes. And if we try and attempt to diminish the pain with medication, sometimes the brain actually makes more chemicals that worsen the pain condition.
Interesting.
The other thing is that it's ridiculous for me to think that anybody can really treat a chronic condition like pain and not deal with the emotional aspects of it. And that's really the core of the work that I've done.
Right. Is there any specific ailments that you feel require medication, or can most people be treated holistically?
That's a good question. I think that everybody is capable of being treated without medication. The studies, the very few long-term studies we have of opiates and chronic pain show us that in most people, probably 70% or more, they tend to backfire. So what appears to be relieving to the pain and relieving suffering, with the longer exposure to these medications over time, the improvement diminishes, function goes down, you know, thinking is worse, sleeping is worse, and people end up becoming more miserable. So are there intractable pain conditions, perhaps people who are dying of a terminal illness in a limited time frame and just can't mobilize the holistic resources? Absolutely. I mean, I'm not anti-opiates. I'm just saying,
right,
if we're going to use them, let's see if they work. If they're not working, then we need to come up with alternatives.
So, well, that's great. Is there a difference between men and women regarding pain? I've always heard that because females endure the pain of childbirth, they're pretty much wired to handle more pain than men. Is that true?
They're wired to sustain longer exposure to pain, but their tolerance to pain, according to some pretty sophisticated studies of MRIs, show that they have less tolerance. That is, it takes less to feel pain, but once they feel it, they're able to endure much longer and in a sustained fashion than we men are.
Of course we are.
I knew
that's
we'd hear from that.
Yes,
I knew
of course, of there. Course we are.
Yeah, she's got to stand on a pedestal because she's so short, she has no choice.
But that's interesting because, Dr. Paul, that that it's easier to make us go into pain, but we can handle it longer. Is that mental pain and anguish as well as physical pain?
Well, that's a great point. What's the difference is really the question. What's the difference between pain that resides in the part of the brain where we generate anxiety, fear, and anger, and the part of my back that hurts because I have a bulging disc? And the true answer for chronic pain is it's the same. And to look at pain and try and separate the physical pain as if it's more real than the emotional pain is, I think it's the big mistake of our medical culture.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I was going to ask you, how much of pain is psychological? I've seen patients that are so sensitive to pain, I'll just gently put my hand on the area and they'll shout. And yeah. I'm like, wow, most people wouldn't even barely feel my hand there. So is that an issue? Fibromyalgia comes into play or hypersensitivity?
Yes. What we've learned about the brain is that certain people are circuited with a higher sensitivity to pain. It's actually been named and defined on functional MRI scans. It's basically the volume knob inside that pain center is turned up. There's a genetic predisposition to have that happen, and people who've experienced trauma in their life, physical, emotional, sexual, seem to have more damage to that area of the brain so that they actually are more sensitive. And that's not, it's not made up. I mean, the initial premise that I work with all patients that I treat are all pain is real, but emotions drive the experience of chronic pain.
Gotcha. So what do you recommend then? So now, you take people off the drugs as best you can. What do you have them on? A certain food, certain vitamins? What do you recommend for some of your patients?
Certainly good nutrition, which is often lacking in people with any chronic medical condition, is important. The most important thing we believe in is exercise, reanimation. People mm-hmm. tend not to move because it hurts. The less you move, the more it hurts when you move. So you don't move and you end up in bed. And life gets worse. So it's really sort of unwinding that spiral of it hurts when I move so I don't move to it hurts when I move and it's good for me. And really sort of energizing the body physiologically but also psychologically with positive energy and a lot of connection with other people. We do what we do in Amelia where there are a lot of people going through the same thing. And it's hard to argue with somebody who says, I was taking all this OxyContin and this crazy doctor took me off it and now my pain is less and I'm power walking outside instead of walking with a cane.
That makes sense. Why does chronic pain and addiction seem to go hand in hand? They seem to really be, all in the same.
Well, chronic pain treatment, which is, of course, the narcotics, that those medicines work on the reward pathway, the pathway that we're naturally circuited with that makes us feel good and that makes us stay away from bad things. The medications co-opt that pathway in some of us, and those are the people that are prone to addiction. And once that happens, the drug becomes more important than almost anything, and that's really what addiction is defined by.
Gotcha. And you mentioned exercise is important. And from your research, have you found that people that are more on the obese scale tend to hurt more?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. Certainly people who have trauma have trouble with obesity often or eating disturbances or disorders. But the real bottom line for these folks is people who are obese tend not to move. They tend not to really nourish their bodies properly. As your former speaker was saying, they tend not to drink enough water, they tend not to sleep well and rest, and the net effect is the system sort of goes in reverse, and there's a backfiring effect and a worsening of the experience of life.
Yeah, all makes sense. Yeah, that's really it's powerful to really look at pain as it's National Stress Month or Stress Awareness Month. And I'll tell you what, pain. I've seen patients, and stress is number one, correlates with pain and stress. They go together hand in hand.
Well, and it's also with inflammation as well, because obese mm-hmm. people tend to have more inflammatory conditions. And you're a great guest, Dr. Paul. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. For more information about A Day Without Pain and Dr. Paul, please visit LasVegasRecovery.com. That's LasVegasRecovery.com. The winner of the challenge for this show is Shirley Rufus. You receive a package of Sin Chili, a product that was the winner of the Chili Cook-Off against celebrity chef Bobby Flay. Remember, if you heard something you like on this show, and I'm sure that you did, you can podcast the show at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. That's ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. Share it with a friend, That's how we get this great information around. You can also follow Dr. David Friedman at Dr. David Friedman on Twitter. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.